And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon early Friday in retaliation for rocket attacks on Israel, the government blames on the Islamic group Hamas. Loud blasts reverberated in parts of Gaza as Israeli jets hit what the military said were tunnels and Hamas weapons manufacturing sites. The Israeli military said it also targeted Hamas installations in southern Lebanon in strikes launched Friday. The Lebanese television station said there were explosions in the southern port city of Tyre. Military said it was increasing troop presence along the country's borders with Lebanon and Gaza to prepare for all possible scenarios. Meanwhile, Israeli medics say an alleged Palestinian shooting attack in the northern occupied West Bank has killed two women and seriously wounded another. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An Israeli rescue service says two women in their 20s were killed and another woman in her 40s was seriously wounded near the settlement of Hamra in the Jordan Valley, the medics add. They pulled the three unconscious women out of their car, which had apparently crashed after a Palestinian allegedly opened fire at it from a nearby vehicle. The shooting comes soon after Israeli warplanes struck what the army described as Palestinian militant targets in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In its daily intelligence update on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the British Defense Ministry said Friday Russia has recently regained some momentum in the battle for Bakhmut. The report said Russian forces have highly likely advanced into the town center of Bakhmut and seized the west bank of the Bakhmut River. The update also reported that Wagner forces and the Russian Defense Ministry commanders have paused their ongoing feud and improved cooperation. French President Emmanuel Macron has encouraged Chinese President Xi Jinping to use China's relationship with Russia to help end the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. With tensions between the U.S. and China at a low point regarding relations with Taiwan, the chairman of the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, has led a congressional delegation to Taiwan. McCaul told Taiwan officials Friday he was doing everything possible to speed up the delivery of weapons to Taiwan amid those heightened tensions with China. Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, has since last year complained of delays to U.S. weapons deliveries, such as Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, as manufacturers have turned their supplies to Ukraine to support its defense. Speaking at a news conference in Taipei, Chairman McCaul said he believes getting better weapons to Taiwan will lead to peace because a strong Taiwan will better deter China from conflict.
I know the delegation, I think we're in broad agreement that this absolutely needs to be done to provide the deterrence for Taiwan to promote peace in the region. Peace through strength is real, and that's why we need to harden Taiwan.
McCaul's visit to Taiwan will likely exacerbate a rift between U.S. and China that was exacerbated earlier this week after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with Taiwan's President Xi Wing in California. Taiwan, Beijing considers the democratically ruled island of Taiwan part of its territory, even though Taiwan has been self-governing since the end of China's war in 1949. Two Tennessee Democratic state lawmakers were expelled from the legislature for their role in a protest calling for more gun control. They say they'll be back at the state capitol next week to advocate for more change. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
GOP leaders say the expulsions of Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were necessary to avoid setting a precedent that lawmakers' disruptions of House proceedings through protest would be tolerated. Jones and Pearson are black. Another lawmaker, Gloria Johnson, who is white, also joined last week's protest in the Capitol, but she survived the vote on her expulsion. That drew accusations of racism. Representative Pearson.
This is undemocratic.
Republicans deny that race was a factor in the expulsions. I'm Donna Warder.
A Falcon 9 rocket successfully blasted off early Friday from the U.S. Space Agency NASA Kennedy Center in Florida, carrying a new NASA device that can track air pollution over North America and monitor pollutants in their emission sources more extensively than ever. The launch will bring the Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring of Pollution, or TEMPO, instrument into orbit, which will allow scientists to track pollutants down to the neighborhood level. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.